This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back onto this edition of the Kona Edge. It's time to chat some swimming. We head back to Denver in Colorado in the U.S. and we catch up with Trip Hipple once again. Trip, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you. It's great to be here.
Trip, in our first chat, you mentioned that you didn't come from a traditional background of one of the three disciplines. Obviously, you were a diver and you spent quite a bit of time poolside and in the water, but not necessarily just from an outright swimming perspective. And you said that it's probably the thing that you're working on the hardest now and struggle with the most. Swimming is a tough one because it's the shortest discipline of the three, but you can lose a lot of time. You're never going to win an Ironman in the swim, but you can certainly lose it.
That's right. Yes. So, I mean, swimming, it's tough to learn as an adult. It just takes a lot of time and a lot of patience, I guess, is the key term, at least for me, because I get frustrated quickly if it doesn't go my way. So I've had to work on just being patient, doing the strokes, the techniques, all of that, just going through the motions. And but yeah, I mean, one day it's going to pay off and I'll be able to swim quickly and efficiently. I think the most important thing, especially for an Ironman swim, is to be able to use your energy correctly and efficiently and then still have all of the energy you need for the bike and the run left over.
That is exactly, I think, the ideal state. What are you working on right now? Like, what's the thing you're focusing on in your swim right at the moment?
So right now my coach has me working on my kick, actually. My kick is not the best and it needs a lot of attention. So we've been doing a lot of fin work. We also have these, it's like little nets. They're mesh nets with basically a rubber band that you tie, goes around your ankles and just creates resistance when you kick, especially if you're just using a board or laying on your back in streamlined position. Also, we do a lot of paddle pull with the buoy for strength in the upper body. But with me in the upper body with my arms, it's about keeping my head looking forward, not letting it drop when I breathe. And also working on bilateral breathing just to balance out those muscle groups, especially in easy swimming when I don't have to breathe as often.
As far as workouts that you absolutely love doing in the pool, what do you really enjoy doing?
Ooh, so we have a set called the Monster Set.
Oh, this one sounds good.
Yeah, it's a good one. So it's 1,000 pull with the buoy, just kind of warming up. So that's your warm up. And then from then on out, it's basically tempo work. So you do 1,000 pull into 9x100 all out, trying to hold a specific pace. Then you do 4x200, 7x100, 600 pull again, pretty easy. Just kind of break it up, get the muscles back in order, 5x100 and then 2x200 and that's it. But it's a cracker of a workout.
I was going to say, why is it called the Monster Trip?
Yes, the name speaks for itself.
I love that. What do you hate about swimming right now? What are you pulling your hair out about?
The Monster Set. Yes. I don't know. I think it's not in training. I can train pretty well. I swim with a group most weeks, but I do a lot of training on my own as well in the pool. But it's typically in races, especially half Ironman races, where the first group is just going mental and they swim the first 300 or 400 meters so fast that I can't even catch up. So I think that in the race specific realm is very frustrating and I'm working on that and it's taking time, but it's about being patient again to not let it frustrate me, to just say, hey, I love this. Even if I don't, I love doing this. It hurts, but it's going to pay off sometime.
As far as something you've done that you think has given you the biggest gains in the water, is there one thing that you can sort of pinpoint and say, you know what, this has really helped?
Yeah, I think paddles has been a big one. My coach is a big believer in paddles, just working on strengthening the upper body and the core, but also, especially right now with using fins and kicking, focusing on my kick, kind of dissecting the workouts or the my form as a whole, kind of breaking it down piece by piece from the head to the toe has made a huge difference. And I think for me, I'm a very visual learner. So if I see videos or my coach sends me certain documentation on how to do a certain set or a certain technique, that's very, very valuable to me. And then when I break it down, do it, put it into my memory, and then actually put it into use in a, say, 100, you know, 10 by 100 set, it makes a lot more sense. And muscle memory is very, it's a very beautiful thing. So just takes time, though.
Yep, that's exactly it. Patience, as they say, is a virtue. So, Trip, thank you very much for that. We'll get you on next time around to chat a little bit about your bike, and we look forward to doing that. But until then, take care.
You as well. Take care. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. If you want to improve your swim, be sure to check out our next free live online swim seminar. Get to theKonaEdge.com/swimseminar to sign up now.